Friends, good evening. Thank you for joining us another week to another Gnostic Lab of Practical Application. Last week, we practiced the rune Fa. We were working with this column, this pillar of fire. And through the rune Fa, we are asking to receive of the Christic energy that comes from the sun. This energy, when we perform this exercise, making use of our willpower and our objective, creative imagination, both of them united in beautiful harmony, it allows us to receive these Christic atoms of tremendous, powerful voltage and deposit them deep in the consciousness. When we make use of the rune Fa, we start preparing ourselves and gaining of this energy superior to the mind that becomes so useful for our practice. And tonight, we're going to put into use another rune, which is called the rune Rita. This rune, together with all the other runes, are discussed in detail in Samael's writings on a book titled The Occult Treatise of Rune Magic. And specific to the rune Rita, Samael says, let's remember what we refer to as remorse, because certainly that is the voice of accusation of our own consciousness. And this is the purpose of the rune Rita. There are 5 mantras that we chant when we are putting to practice this rune. Those mantras are Ra, Re, Ri, Ro, and Ru. Just as before, we work with Fa, Fe, Fi, Fo, and Fu. The letter R allows for a gentle vibration of the blood itself, because the blood is the carrier of fire within our own body. This letter R, as it vibrates, it brings into harmony all of the chakras that exist along the spine. And when we chant the letter R and we combine it with the letter A in Ra, we allow for the vibration of the chakras that exist in our lungs. When we do pranayama, which is part of the exercise that we are doing with this rune, what we are effectively doing is harnessing this breath of life. Some people refer to pranayama as the harnessing of the winds. But in this air that we are breathing, one of the 3 sources of nutrition that we have, well, we then get the benefit of bringing into the lungs that harmonious vibration at the level of the chakras. And when we breathe in, we extract prana. So much better. When we see also the use of Ra, in addition to the chakras of the lungs, we see the vibration of the thymus gland. And the thymus gland is associated to the chakra of the heart. So here we have 3 magnetic centers that start vibrating in beautiful harmony. And then we take it up and we chant Re. The letter A invites the vibration of the creative larynx. This is a second sexual creative center that exists within the human machine. It is in the creative larynx where the power of the voice grows, and it's gestated. And that means that as we are chanting Ra, and then we breathe again and we chant Re, we are helping of all those energies to start directing a flow. The vibration of the letter E as E allows for the development of the magic ear, and that magical ear gives us the opportunity to perceive all of those things that manifest beyond the capabilities of the ears of the flesh. Then we chant Ri. E, the letter I, invites the harmonious vibration of the magnetic centers in the head, which, by the way, happens to be phenomenal at this time of the year because we are already under the influence of the constellation of Aries, and Aries influences the head. That means that those chakras associated to the pituitary gland and the pineal gland, they both start vibrating in harmony. Those three atoms of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that correspond to the hypothalamus, the pituitary gland, and the pineal gland, they all vibrate in harmony. But notice that as we go from the heart all the way up to the head, then we come back down into the temple of the heart itself. And we chant the mantra Ro. The letter O invites the vibration of the chakra Anahata right there at the heart center. And the vibrations of that chakra give us some dominion over the element of air. Certainly, when the faculties of the chakra are open, when they become available with the arrival of the fire of Kundalini, we come to dominate that element of air. But for now, this ability to bring that harmonious vibration into the heart, it also helps us, because the heart is where all of our merits are located. Remember, it has been written. It has been the Christ, the one who stated, I am the one who checks the hearts and the reins, the hearts and the kidneys of each and every one of us. In our heart, we find the accumulation of all those merits that eventually, when they are sufficient, they allow for the emergence and the rising of the fire of Kundalini. And the dominion of over the element of air, because air is always associated with our thoughts and our patterns of thought, well, that indicates that it gives us some help into calming down the mind. Then we see the mantra Ru, and the U invites the vibration of the solar plexus. And the solar plexus is our telepathic center. It is there where we receive all of those mental vibrations of others, and we can even feel what their thoughts are. But in addition to that, of all of those elements that make up this solar plexus, it is the spleen in that location, the one that receives some subtle energies from the sun every day and at night when the physical body falls asleep, when we unfold in our astral body. Well, the ethereal body makes use of that accumulated energy and distributes it throughout the different glands that make up the endocrine system so that the body can regenerate itself effectively. And we chant these five mantras, Ra, Re, Ri, Ro, Ru, as part of the exercise of the Runrira. These mantras are powerful, because they have the power of liberating the internal judgment. What happens with this is that as we chant these mantras bring about a power that awakens the consciousness of the judges inside of us. And it is important that we do that, because we are working to awaken the consciousness. The consciousness is also known as the Buddhata. It is known as the Tathagata. It has many different names. But we need of the awakening of the internal voice of the judge of karma, of our internal kaum, the internal police of karma. Because we need to enable the consciousness to receive as many shocks as possible. Just like when we wake up in the morning, the alarm is persistent, giving us that shock so that we just get up and go about with our day. The same thing happens with the consciousness. We need to give the consciousness a series of shocks, but consistent shocks, not one today and one in 5 months or in 2 years. We need to give the shocks as consciousness as many shocks as we can so that we can see it, stimulate it towards the awakening. And one of those shocks comes from what we experience as remorse. Every time that we retrospect and we see our actions, the harm that we inflicted, the inconveniences that we created, the sourness that we brought about. Sometimes we look back at those events and we feel, I wish I had not done that, we say. We think, if I had a time machine, I would go all the way back to such and such time, and I will make all of these changes. That is the voice of remorse speaking. That is the remorse experienced by the voice of the consciousness. And that voice, it emerges because parts of our being, as one of those 49 and many other parts of our being, is the internal police of karma. But listen to this. Samael says, those who never feel remorse are truly very far from their internal judge. Commonly, they are lost cases. Anyone who is not experiencing any remorse for their actions, anyone who is just not feeling anything and they are indifferent and continue erring and making, causing the same sufferings, repeating and making the same mistakes, certainly they are lost cases. We cannot allow ourselves to fall into that condition of numbness. This is why we must work intensely. And if we see someone who is starting to feel that yearning for the awakening, that longing for the fire of gnosis, we should invite them to practice with this rune as well. Because we all need to work intensely with the magic of the rune Rita. This is the key to liberate the internal judgment within each and every one of us. And we need to learn with urgency how to be guided by the voice of the silence of this intimate inner judge. Let's remember, we are in a state of pistis, a vigil state. That is a very dangerous state. The physical body is awake, but the consciousness is just somewhere else. And we may notice some of the darkest, grossest, most aggressive moments in the day. And at that moment, we may gain a brief instances of awareness, of awakeness, to deal with that and perhaps avoid some mistakes. That is a good thing. But we pay karma not only for the evil that we do. That one, we may be able to detect a good deal of it. But we also pay karma for the good that is not done when it should have been done. And we cannot let that become our blind spot. We need of the voice of the internal judge of karma so that through that silent voice he can then spark that remorse. And then we know that we cannot allow good that needs to happen to go undone. Friends, the more we listen to this voice of remorse, the louder we allow this voice to become, the more righteous become our thoughts, our sentiments, and all of our actions. So what are we doing tonight? We're going to start by sitting comfortably there, and we're going to relax the body. We're going to invite the innermost to be the one officiating throughout this practice. We're going to offer of our human machine, our personality, our instinctive, motor, sexual, emotional, intellectual centers, make them all available at the service of our inner God. And as we do this, we will ask our innermost to awaken the voice of the internal judge. We're going to ask the innermost to awaken our inner ear so that we can listen to clearly to the voice of remorse. We want to ask our innermost to help us at the level of the heart so that we can start organizing better our thoughts. And as we do this, we will stand and we will assume the posture for the rune Rita. Notice that we will stand at attention at first, and we will then allow our left leg to point towards the right. Your toes can touch the ground, and we will allow our left hand to rest comfortably on our waistline. We're going to replicate the runic R. And in that posture, we will chant these mantras, Ra, Re, Ri, Ro, and Ru. For the sake of our practice tonight, we will do that 7 times. In accordance with the law of the Eptaparaparshinok, to start bringing organization. And because we can practice many runes in any given day, well, now we will get today the practice for the rune Rita. We already have the practice for the rune Fa. And tonight, before you go to bed, you can go outside, raise your arms unto the starry heavens, invoke of the power of your Divine Mother, and ask for that energy to come and go deep within your consciousness so that the consciousness itself may awaken. So let's go ahead and start by closing our eyes. And now that we are here, sitting comfortably, let's allow our feet to rest flat on the floor. We leave our hands on our knees. And with our spine straight, we will let our head rest comfortably over our shoulders. Let's take a moment and make ourselves aware of the sensations in the physical body. If there happens to be anything that is just too tight or uncomfortable, this is a good moment to go take care of that. So whether it is the shoes, could be the watch, your belt, could be many things, let's go ahead and take those off so that we are not being stimulated with discomfort. And let's take a deep breath in. 1, 2. One, two, one, two. With every exhalation, allow your body just to sink a little deeper onto that chair. Let's make ourselves aware of our emotional state. We have learned very well that our emotions come and go with a swing of the pendulum. And if today we were sad, we know that eventually that is going to pass. And we will come to enjoy moments of good happiness. We know that if we have been submerged in worries and preoccupations, well, eventually, that will also pass. And we will mechanically gravitate once again towards moments of alertness and expansiveness. What is important is that we do not identify with our emotions. What is important is to be able to acknowledge it. And to be certain that we always have the power of standing at the center of the circle of Tao. That where we stand at that very middle path, we have the opportunity to reconcile our sadness, our insecurities, as much as we can reconcile all of our moments of laughter and joy. That does not mean that we are going to give ourselves license to be indifferent. But it does mean that we give our consciousness license to be empowered to contemplate. The more the consciousness contemplates, the more the consciousness will be able to perceive. and being aware of our emotional state. Give yourself a moment to express some gratitude and satisfaction, some gratefulness for this one more opportunity for all of us to come together, united here at this moment, spread throughout the nation, listening from different parts of the world, and all united in a single heart, with the same longing, the fire of the innermost, with the same yearning to awaken the consciousness. And in that gratitude and in that gratefulness, let's create a good barrier of protection around us by chanting the mantra Klim Krishnaya. Klim Krishnaya Govindaya Kopihana Vaya Vaya Swaha. Let's say that again. Klim Krishnaya Govindaya Kopihana Vaya Vaya Swaha. For the sake of practice. Let's do that again. Klim Krishnaya Govindaya Kopihana Vaya Vaya Swaha. Every time we chant this mantra, there is a flaming star that materializes and brings about protection. If you were to use that internal vision, the faculty of objective, creative imagination as you look up, you will be able to see exactly what we mean. And surrounded by this flaming star, we invoke the innermost by saying, Divine Father, Father of mine, you who are my true being, you who are my internal God, we're here humbly before your presence, asking of you, begging of you with our soul and our heart, for you to be the one officiating in this practice. Divine Father, we make available at your service our mind, our heart, our motor, sexual, and instinctive centers. We make available to you this human machine, our personality, so that it is you the one who interacts, so that it is you the one who breathes, so that it is you the one who sings. Because all things done through you are simply perfect. We beg of you, Divine Father, that you awaken in us the igneous fire of Kundalini. But in this practice, we ask that you awaken the consciousness of the judges. We ask, Divine Father, that you awaken that derived aspect of you that is our internal kaum, our internal judge. We beg of you that you liberate from within us the internal judgment, so that we can convert ourselves into judges of consciousness, so that we can see the awakening of our essence, because we know that this is urgent. Divine Father, we ask of this in your holy name, by the power of the Christ, by the love of Christ, by the majesty of the Christ. So be it. And for our relaxation practice tonight, we will simply project the beatings of our heart. Let's take a deep breath in, one, two, And without any effort, let's project the beatings of our heart to the tip of our nose. We notice that this happens instantaneously and effortlessly. This lack of effort is vital for us to build on our faith, because this is more of that experiential wisdom that we can acquire every moment. Let's transition those pulsations from the tip of our nose to our right ear. And we feel it just like that, instantaneously and without effort. We feel those pulsations in our right ear. We then transition them from our right ear to our right hand. And as we feel those gentle pulsations in our right hand, we bring our attention back into our breath. With every exhalation, any worries, any preoccupations, any uncertainties, any fears, any remnants of the frustrations of the day, with every exhalation, all those things slowly disintegrate and disappear. And with every exhalation, we allow ourselves to sink just a little deeper onto that chair. And in much gratitude, satisfaction, we transition those pulsations from our right hand to our right foot. Focusing our attention in our breath, we strive to make the flow of the breath imperceptible. As we experience those palpitations in our right foot, our breath becomes deeper, more profound. We transition those palpitations from our right foot onto our left foot. From our left foot to our left hand. From our left hand to our left ear. the more the body relaxes, the more perceptible become the pulsations of our heartbeat. Now let's move them from our left ear back onto the tip of our nose. And from the tip of our nose, let's allow that sensation to dissipate throughout the whole body. And maintaining that remembrance of self, maintaining this deep degree of relaxation and knowing that at any given moment we can invoke of our innermost and ask our Divine Father to bring back this last state of relaxation into our body. Let's stand. We will stand facing east. We will start at attention, maintaining the body relaxed, focusing our attention in our Divine Mother, our Divine Father, to maintain and sustain that remembrance of self. And gently we allow our left leg to open to the side, just the toes touching the ground. And we will bring our left hand onto our waist, so we can mimic with our body the shape of the rune Rita. And we all together chant the mantras. Ra. Roo. as you're chanting these mantras, allow your body to sing the mantra so that the mantra becomes guttural. That means that the force of the word emerges from the creative center of the solar plexus, not from the very edge of the throat. So rather than ah, that it's a deep A, ah, and give more power to your creative word. Let's continue. Divine Father, we beg of you for the power to awaken the consciousness of the judges. Very well. And exactly in the same way that we complete every work of natural magic, we will start by tracing the sign of the cross from our forehead to our heart, the left shoulder, and the right shoulder. We will perform the microcosmic star, standing with our feet together, feet to the sides and opening our arms, just like a five-pointed star. We bring our arms above our head until the fingers and the palms touch each other, and we allow those hands to gently drop, as if we were pulling a blessing from the heavens, touching our shoulders, spreading our arms apart, and then dropping our arms in a circular motion until the arms come and cross themselves on our chest, the right one over the left. And as we do this, we bring our feet together again. As we have done this, we trace the circle from our forehead to the right or to the left is okay, because it is a circle. We trace the circle, and as we close once again at the top of the head, we extend our right hand with our index finger extended, and we draw the lightning of the rune Sig, and we close the work by chanting the mantra S. And with that, friends, with that, we bring the practice of this week to an end. So thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. Our best wishes for you to have a great weekend in harmony with your friends and family. And may all beings be happy.